For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leader of Hamas is killed. That's the biggest international story of the day. I'm glad he's gone. He's a disgusting human being. He's been involved as a mastermind in the killing of thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals. And the main reason why I did it, they were Jewish. They weren't in the military. They weren't coming for him. They were innocent civilians. And he organized thousands of tens of thousands of followers of his and slaughtered the innocent. You can also add, as a part of the continuing dialogue, that too many innocent Palestinians have died. I've made that point dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Today, the story is that this despicable individual was killed. So what happens next? That's the second biggest story, Dave. And if it changes the direction of this war, it becomes the biggest story. Because when the Biden administration, working with other allies and other countries where Hamas would at least listen, there's too much reporting that Sinwar wanted everything, wanted hundreds and hundreds of hostages released, wanted greater power for him, was limiting how many of these Israeli hostages were going to be released, was not an equal partner. And by the way, I've been critical of Netanyahu on how many innocent civilians. Don't even compare a guy, by the way, Bibi Netanyahu, who I think is a criminal, who I think is staying in power because he's worried about what's going to happen in the courts. Don't even compare someone who's potentially a corrupt politician. Because to me, the reporting shows he is. But don't compare him with a maniacal, evil, wanting to kill as many innocents. For me, there's an enormous difference. Doesn't mean you can't criticize Netanyahu. Netanyahu's main goal every day isn't to slaughter Palestinians. Has he killed way too many innocent Palestinians? Yeah, he has. Geez, did anything play a part in that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Sinwar, October 7th, 1,200 innocents killed. So when Netanyahu in the last hour says that this death creates an opportunity, what does that really mean? Because Gaza is unrecognizable. There are individuals in Gaza who are Palestinians who support Hamas and who are devastated by this and want more innocent Israeli civilians to be killed because of this. There are also many, Dave, as you know, who are Palestinians who just want to live their life. Married, have kids. They'd like to know where the next meal is for their kids. They'd like to recognize the neighborhood that they live in. They'd like to not fear for their safety. There are Israelis who saw the response by Iran a couple weeks ago, are still wondering what the response will be from Netanyahu. Now, Iran is mostly associated with Hezbollah, right? So killing Sinwar is not going to change what Israeli is going to do whenever they respond to Iran. But Netanyahu said throughout, we're going to end when Hamas is totally and completely destructed, where they're ended. It's a whack-a-mole situation, though. It never totally ends. And once again, there's too much good reporting where Biden, who he's just mainly just dismissed, and we have no idea if he's going to dismiss how he would do with Harris and Trump. I mean, we have a strong guess that Trump would just say, you do whatever you want. And Harris, she's laid out an overview that you can have a lot of what I've said now, what a lot of other people have said more articulately and at greater length. But does that mean she's even any stronger in limiting weapons? I mean, we're closing in on $20 billion. Since last October 7th. So don't even start with me on the Biden administration not giving Israel what they wanted. They threaten a few times, but then they give everything because they know it's the rare Middle East ally. What does this really mean, Dave? That is the thing. Is there somehow a path for Netanyahu to lay out the hundreds and hundreds of key Hamas leaders he has killed? The lead killer, well, numerous individuals with Hezbollah, and say, we're going to try to pull back in any way. Would that last? Does that carry weight? Because this will be very interesting, I think, what's going to happen in the next few days. You know, how does Hamas try to respond? Does Hezbollah feel like, well, this gives us another opportunity when Israel's thinking more about Hamas? The vice president is speaking right now for the first time since this happened. I don't know if Trump has offered up a comment yet today. But you cannot downplay in any way this evil individual who, again, Israel had as a prisoner for 22 years, but they had a young soldier who was captured in the teens, and they valued him so much they gave up this individual. What happens next, Dave? I don't know. But this is one of those points in time in this war that either we're going to remember and say, hey, that led to this slowing down, that's led to some strange agreement, or, by the way, it just led to more killing. And I honestly don't know which way it's going to go.
You could say that about so much in the Middle East over the past years, decades. Yeah. What's going to happen next?
Right.
I don't know. You know, as you said, this could lead to peace in some form. It could lead to a ceasefire. It could lead to releasing hostages. It could also lead to major bloodshed. And each of those possibilities, you know, I don't know where I'd put my money on, because, I mean, they both seem very, very likely.
If I had to lean one way, I would lean you're going to get some sort of response from Hamas. But who knows how many of Hamas's responses have been stopped by Israel since October 7th. Okay, Israel clearly has responded with incredible force. The idea that Hamas has just sat there and said, okay, we'll accept it. Sure, our evil enemy. Israel, after having an incredible intelligence failure, October 7th last year, has said, a stunning amount of success, what they refuted from Hamas over the last 380-some days.
Yeah, perhaps there's people now within Hamas, you know, whatever the new leadership is, that says, you know what? we can't do anything right now. We have been crushed to a degree. Gaza has been crushed to a degree. Is there some sensibility there? I'm not putting my money on it, again. But you can hope.
Part of what the Harris's comments have been so far, that U.S. Special Operations and Intel work closely with Israel to track Sinwar. She says justice has been served, and it's an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. She flat out said that right now. And she reminded people that Sinwar had American blood on his hands. Oh, he absolutely did. Mm-hmm. So let's see how forceful she's going to be in pushing Netanyahu to say, look at how you responded. Since October 7th of last year, look at how you responded. Remember, Bibi Netanyahu, and by the way, she's walking off the stage now. She spoke for about 2 minutes, didn't take a question, moved on. Netanyahu is absolutely not two-state solution. I'm not going to let them coexist right nearby us. So with him in charge, by the way, there are other Israeli leaders who say the same thing. Hamas is so intimidating, is so menacing for the Palestinians who want no part of them. If they stand up to him, what happens to him, Dave?
They don't stand very long.
No, they don't. So that's the part that leaves me. Where is Netanyahu's out if he said over and over again, you know, he makes the comparison to Hitler with the Nazis. He's like, wait a second, was anybody sane during World War II? Well, let's come up with some resolution to have Hitler, you know, still maintain his power.
Mm-hmm.
And some might say you cannot compare Hamas that way. The leader of the Jewish people? Probably can. Probably resonates a little different with him about the Nazis and Hamas.
Just a bit.
Just a bit different. So I would love for this to slow things down. But, I mean, even if you think Israel has went way too far, you can make a deal with Israel, boys and girls. What deal can you make with Hamas where you believe them for 1 second? Unless other countries are putting so much pressure on them that forces Hamas to make that deal. You want to chime in? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. Speaking of the vice president, she was on with Brett Baer last night on Fox. I consumed it. I'm sure plenty of people consumed it. You want to chime in on that? I have some strong opinions on it. You want to chime in yourself? You can. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. You admitted this is a tougher one, right?
Well, I got the business from the boss yesterday.
Yeah.
Because both Tuesday and Wednesday, we got early, I think it's just after two songs.
Yeah.
Both the themes were picked. So he said, you got to toughen it up. So, all right. Here you go. We've gotten one guess so far, and they were incorrect.
Yeah. The musicologist, you know. Didn't realize the ghost of Prince was just down the hall with us,
yeah,
you know.
Really.
Go, umpire. Okay.
Call the balls and strikes.
Call the balls and strikes. All right. If you are correct, and Brad has encouraged Dave to be tougher today, if you are correct, it's worth it. Tom Segura at the X, very funny. April 18th. You have to guess the music theme of the day. Let's get the text here, and then they'll work us into a little bit of the Harris conversation. Israel's been doing this since 1948. All of it, right? They have been attacked. They've responded. We've had ceasefires. We have a new people in power all throughout who have different paths. We're fighting over sacred land. So you're right. Israel's been doing a lot. Trying at times to live peacefully, in the view of some, trying to go too far, and also attacked on a regular basis. On a regular basis.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not blaming innocent civilians. I'm not blaming for 1 second innocent Palestinians or innocent civilians in Iran. But the their terror groups... And those individuals who are behind the decisions, I have 0.0% sympathy for them. More text. The simple answer of Palestinian state, I've forever have believed in a two-state solution. I still absolutely believe in a two-state solution. Probably short line of applicants be the next leader of Hamas. I don't think so at all. I think there's thousands. There's tens of thousands, there's hundreds of thousands who would like to be the next leader of Hamas.
Sure.
Because they believe in the mission to kill any Jew on the planet. Americans lost 1,000 military personnel when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. I'm reading your text here. We then declared war on Germany and Japan. So many innocent Japanese civilians were killed. America dropped 2 atomic weapons. So if A equals B and B equals C, then you're saying FDR was a despicable human. I didn't say Bibi Netanyahu was a despicable human. I said Hamas. Their leaders are. I think knowing the availability of the intel and the technology available now compared to what FDR had, I absolutely believe that Netanyahu's actions have killed too many Palestinian civilians. I never once said he shouldn't respond with force, and he has. But this is an example of what Israel, working with America, is capable of doing. And I don't accept the totality of numbers which the Hamas government has put out. But clearly, tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians have died. And I think there was a way where Netanyahu could have backed away earlier, could have been more surgical, and still been as forceful in rooting out and killing Hamas. The availability of FDR in the 40s, 19 bleeping 40s compared to what Bibi Netanyahu has now? Give me a break. Not buying that comparison at all. Thank you, W.C. Seal. Can I just stop right there? Because we get this text a lot. Well, I now know where W.C. Seal stands. No, you don't. There's not one editorial point for W.C. Seal. This is what I believe in, what you believe in. Many times we agree, many times we disagree. Okay? Jason could not talk about this today. He could talk about it. He could have whatever view. There's not one mission statement. So I'd rather people say thank you to me, whether it's sarcastic, demeaning, or complimentary. You know, there's just too much of, well, they must be all speaking with one voice. We don't. I saw what you were saying about Palestine on Double Down News and Democracy Now. Okay, you saw, that's WCCO TV. We're not tied to them. And by the way, they don't speak on one voice. It could have been when Margaret Brennan and Major were on. It could have been when Shaley was on. It could have been Frank and Amelia. I don't know, but this one voice thing, we got to stop. Why do we worry so much about other people's religion? I totally don't understand this. Just do the religion you want. Don't try to control others.
Ask that question going back thousands of years.
I agree with you. But this is also about land, which they believe is sacred to them, the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided the other is about hate. And they can cite the exact same instance as a part of history as far back as you want to go. And can tell stories like it's as if they were 100% opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's a lot easier. Well, I mean, we have that issue in this country. Not with the violence that the Middle East will, as we all know, will always have. It's just at some points it's worse, and it's awfully horrible right now. Okay, let's do this. Let's break here, and let's talk Harris and Brett Baer, because we're getting a bunch of texts on it. I didn't see it live. Was involved in an R&D project. But I consumed all of it later and also watched some analysis on it and read it. And I'm curious, what did you think? What did you think about Harris going to Fox? What did you think of Brett Baer? Was there news coming out of it? Does it change the direction in any way? Should Trump be a part of an interview like this? What are your thoughts on this? Jim Peterson on the links in about 35 minutes and Jason DeRussia. What would Jason do in about an hour on the home of the Twins, WCCO Radio? Okay. I personally think Harris made the right call. Listen, anybody listening to the show knows that I'm so sick of the echo chambers. I was having a conversation with a good friend today about how a friend of his, and it wasn't an angry conversation, but it was a frustrating conversation because he was saying, you should listen a little bit to the other side. And just try to make that point over and over again, and the person would not. We had Colin Peterson on yesterday, the former representative, and he is an example of someone who has no idea who he's going to vote for. It's not a big group, right? Because Harris and Trump are so far apart, okay? But there is a group out there who want no part of either one. There's also a huge group out there of Trump Republicans who really don't want to be Trump Republicans. They're Republicans. They feel like he's amoral, doesn't have decency and character, but they agree so much more with his policy points than they do with Harris's. So she's smart, in my view, to go on with Brett Baer, who is much more of a traditional journalist than Hannity, Ingram, and numerous others. By the way, they're a lot, they've had tons of success. They have opinion makers. They have completely traditional news types, and they have others who are news types, but you can kind of see their views coming out. It was contentious right from the start, although we should get to some news here from Dave Harrigan. We have a bumper music theme winner.
We do. Joe in New Richmond was clever enough to figure it out.
Okay. First of all, New Richmond, underrated. Love New Richmond.
You big New Richmond guy?
It's a fun town. It really is. And also, in all sincerity, I'm not doing common here, one of the top five most underrated golf courses in the area. New Richmond right there.
Okay.
Such a good golf course.
Really?
Yes.
Try it out.
Yeah. Well, we're teeing it up together Sunday for the first time.
Not in New Richmond.
No, we're not. We're going to Horse Breath. You'd have fun. I'd go to New Richmond in a second.
Let's go. Let's do that.
I've been focused. I've been staying in my lane.
I'll tell you the tunes I've played so
okay.
far.
Yep.
We heard So What from Pink, Failure in Love by Mary J. Blige, AC/DC with Rock and Roll Train, Fun played We Are Young, and we just had Panic at the Disco with High Hopes.
So the theme is?
Well, we started with Pink because she's in town tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And how does she spell her name as an artist? P, exclamation point, NK. Artists or bands with punctuation in their names.
Huh. That's very good.
Joe nailed it.
Well done, Joe. Very good, Joe. That is a tough one. I think it's a tough one, but Brad, you know.
I hope it was good enough for him.
The modern day Dick Clark over there. I don't know if it's good enough for him. You know. Okay. Harris, I'm glad you went. He's contentious right from the start. Did I think Brett Baer was more contentious than he normally is? Yeah. For sure. Do I think he was getting a lot of pushback online from the diehard Fox people saying, why in the hell are you having her come here? Including from Donald John himself. Did that maybe push him to be more aggressive? Possible. I'm not inside his brain. I don't know. It was almost more, you know what it reminded me of? A Fox interview? O'Reilly with Obama. I stumbled upon one of my insomnia moments recently. O'Reilly, the second time interviewing Obama. This is before O'Reilly would be fired with all the allegations. And I said then, here on CCO, I liked it. O'Reilly and Obama, two very intelligent individuals, pushing each other. O'Reilly, formerly more of a traditional journalist, now more of a advocacy, but has the journalism chops. And he pushed him. He jumped in. I'll jump in at times. I think I pushed Melvin Carter yesterday. I don't jump in as much as that. They were talking over each other at times. Do I want every interview like that? I don't. But I want way more of that than Softball City. I'm not shocked at all because Fox plays up the immigration story so much. And by the way, it's a 100% legitimate story that he pushed her hard on immigration. And like almost every other politician, she's unwilling to say, we bleeped up. We abhorred Trump so far that we went too far away from some of his policies on executive orders, which they could have kept in play. She's right that they proposed something instantly on an overall immigration plan. Ronald Reagan was proposing those in the 80s. By the way, the Reagan plans now would be borderline left-leaning. The immigration plans he offered up, the Trump folks would not even consider them. But she should say, I believe 1,000%, we should have been stronger. But you name me the politician who's willing to say right now, Dave Harrigan, I screwed up. Who is that?
Dean Phillips, maybe?
Yeah.
Who's willing to be honest? I don't know why that would hurt her. To say, you know what? We did blow it. We blew it early. And you can go on to say we had a plan that Donald Trump basically killed. You know, told you know his fellow Republicans to vote against so that he could run on a they haven't fixed immigration platform. Mm-hmm. But you can still say, you know, we blew it early.
I think
we then realized we blew it and we had a solution, which, believe me, when I'm president, we can then implement, and we will be better than we have been.
Here's why her side might say that. Because they showed a soundbite from a mom who lost her daughter. And so the Trump folks or a Trump pack might say if Harris yesterday says to Baer, we went too far away from Donald Trump's policies. In hindsight, we should have kept a few more in play. Then the ad starts. Kamala Harris admits that their policies killed Lincoln Riley and the others.
Sure.
Because it's such a gotcha game. It's such a gotcha game when I'm sure that Trump and Harris at times, well, let me use somebody other than Trump who has some self-awareness. Other politicians who actually have self-awareness are saying, why don't we just admit this? try to get to some of the independents. Because they're getting crushed, absolutely crushed, on the immigration story. And they're going to worry it's just going to be used against them over and over and over again. So on immigration, and he's pushing, how many immigrants, illegal immigrants, are in this country because of you? Then where I think Bear screwed up is he plays Harris Faulkner asking Trump about his just disgusting comments about enemy within. And it's a very passive Donald Trump. It's not the inflammatory, we're going to use our military, which are the ones that cause all of us to be like, whoa. Hopefully Republicans also like, whoa, wait a sec. We're going to. You got to go harder than that. If you're going to use the Trump example lately of enemy within, you got to do it when it's Donald Trump, when he's just, again, to some of his voters, they love it. But in that case, it was a softer, more mellowed version. And she was right in going at Bear on that one. And that's where if you're a Fox, I don't know if I want to go as far as to say hater, but you're skeptic of how objective they're going to play, you say, come on. He's given you so many stronger responses on this, and it's his own words, and then you go with this one. Now, for the folks who are going at Bear saying he wouldn't go at Trump hard, go to Google. I watched that interview when it happened, and it's still out there now. There's one point where Bear goes point by point for about a minute and 20 seconds. All the people in his administration who want no part of him. Now, I don't remember the interview enough if he jumped in as much as he did yesterday. In fact, he didn't. But did he jump in some? Yes. I think it was worth it. Now, did she make news? No. Did it change the direction of the election? I don't think so. You know, he did a Univision town hall, and he can't pivot off his answers. He's incapable. I think it might be he's intellectually incapable now, too. He cannot. He was asked some good questions from people who are sympathetic to him, mm-hmm. but are questioning him, and he can't. And he's backed away from multiple interviews lately. Backed away from 60 Minutes. He backed away from CNBC. He backed away from NBC. Yeah, I want to see somebody jumping in towards Trump like Harris yesterday. I think it's a good part of journalism. It doesn't have to be every interview. But as someone who takes pride in what I do and researching and asking questions, I want to hear way more than that, than how do you feel or tell me about your policy and then you don't follow up. All right, bunch of texts. Let's read your texts on the Harris topic. When we come back, we're the home of the Twins, WCCO. Let's jump in right away. You must be joking about Trump taking hard questions. He's exposed himself many times in unfriendly audience. Bloomberg recently, the Black Journalists Association, the debate on ABC. Yeah, he looked lousy in all of those. But I want to see politicians continue to take difficult questions.
He takes tough questions. He doesn't answer them.
He
gives you the weave.
Yeah, he. You're right. That's what he was doing on Univision. That's what he's doing at that Bloomberg event, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Harris gave us a little bit of last night, too. That's what politicians do.
Right. Although, I mean, it's almost like he's programmed. Because there were some really good questions on the Univision town hall. Really good, passionate, respectful to him, and asking him to explain, and it's like push button A, push button B.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change. Chad, the biggest takeaway from yesterday's Harris interview with Fox News was failures of the Biden administration seems to be Trump's fault. They both are fully capable of blaming the other side. Tell me when Trump has ever admitted he was wrong. Ever. in his entire life. Okay, so again, I'd love more politicians to admit it. But they got the ads flying at them, and that's why they've decided to go with the cowardice or the smart intellectual way, whichever way you want to look at it. Trump is mad that Fox News interviewed her because now he has to explain why he won't go on MSNBC and explain why he's a coward. Well, he was really mad at Fox at first, but then he praised Bret Baier at one point. I forget if it was True Social or Twitter. I don't know if he said something more about it today. I can't keep up with all of his social media comments. More texts. Trump talks total nonsense. More texts. She can't admit they did wrong. The same reason she would do nothing different than Biden. She's not running on her own convictions. She wasn't very good on the Biden question again yesterday. It's, I guess, the ads again that they're worried about. But it really shouldn't be that difficult to cite three things. And again, it's good that she's loyal to him, although you still see some reports. It seems like always, maybe not Pence, Trump until late. But there's always this tension between the two parties. There's a lot of tension reported between, you know, Biden and Obama, that he didn't respect him enough. But anybody knows that question is coming under this circumstance. What are you going to do different than Joe Biden? What would you have done different? You're not going to cite Republican dogma, but you can't. Even if you want to play the sweet Monday morning quarterback, do it. It's a terrible non-answer. Expecting Harris to admit they blew anything when no one expects Trump to admit anything ever. Well, this text came before I said that. Obviously, Trump would never, ever. He views it as a sign of weakness. He's admitted that, which is embarrassing, right? Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to make your home energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Arva Windows. Jim Pete, early, next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.